All right, so yesterday I was looking at Psalm 71 because Psalm 71 is a great example of a truth that we see throughout the Bible. But it's one of the things that we see repeated, conceptually repeated throughout the Psalms. We see it numerous times in Psalms. In Psalm 71, we see that the psalm writer is sharing some of the bad things that were coming. We talked about this yesterday. If you look in Psalm 71 and you read verses 10, 11, 12, you read these verses that are even up to 13, which are really expressing the bad things that are coming. Psalm writer's in a really bad situation, and that those who are his adversaries are coming to bring him down and already have begun the process. So this is already beginning. So chronicling what's happening. This is not just looking at the world and seeing the world for what possibly might go wrong. This is seeing the problems and the enemies of the psalm writer, the enemies actually bringing forth, initiating that destruction, the downfall of the writer. But then in that very next verse, we see in verse number 14, "But as for me, I will hope continually and praise you yet more and more." So saying that even in the midst of all of this, I'm still going to have my hope in you. I see what the world, what the natural tells me, but my hope is still in you. I see the world, but my hope is not in the world. My hope is in you. It's in those eternal things. It's in those spiritual things. It's in the spiritual realm. My hope is in you and in the promises and the covenant that he had. And in that hope, he was going to continue to praise, even more, praise God. Now again, we've got a better covenant than anyone in the Old Testament had, with better promises. So we can have hope in the things that we haven't yet seen. We can have hope in those things because of the relationship that we have through God the Father, through Jesus Christ. We can have hope, and in that hope, we can then be praising God. And we see that what happens is once he starts to praise God, it begins a transformation. And we see this in a lot of the Psalms of David. There's that transformation of David oftentimes will write and say, here's the things that are happening. This is the reality, the bad reality that's taking place. And yet, I still praise you. And as you go through the psalm, you see by the end of the psalm, David is praising and thanking God for the things that he knows are done even before he sees them. And that's what we see here in Psalm 71. Because I showed you in verses 10, 11, 12, and 13, the negative, the reality, the bad things that were happening in his life. And yet you also see then in verse number 14, but my hope is not in what I see. It's important for us to remember. But my hope is in you, Lord. And in that hope, I will praise you. And even in the midst of the storm, I will praise you yet even more. We tend to only praise God when things are going well. When we see good things happening, we say, thank you, Jesus. We get excited. But what we learn, especially in Psalms, we see this time and time again. We see this with Jesus, too. It's the example that he showed us. In fact, it's a theme we see throughout the Bible. The time that we need to be praising God, we need to praise him when we see those victories. But the time that we need to praise him is when we're in the midst of the battle and when things look darkest and most hopeless. That's when we need to praise God and thank him. Because there's a strength that we get and obtain by praising him. There's a strength that comes as we praise him, because praising him is a statement of faith. And it's ushering in those promises that are true in the spiritual realm. It helps bring them from that spiritual reality into this natural reality. And that's why the psalm writer could say, in verse number 14, but as for me, I will hope continually. In other words, my focus is not on what I see taking place. Not denying that what I see taking place is real. It is reality. It's the natural reality. But my hope is in the spiritual truths. It's in the reality of your promises, God. For us, it is in the reality of all the things that Jesus has established for us. And so the psalm writer says, my hope is in you. And because of that, I praise you anyway. But even in the midst of the storm, when things look the darkest, I'm going to praise you even more. That's the lesson to learn, because then what happens? As we were looking at the psalm yesterday, we see that as you went down further in the psalm and you get to the end of it, you see that these are the words. Here's the last two verses from Psalm 71. So the psalm writer is facing his downfall and his destruction, that his enemies and his adversaries have not only planned against him, they've begun to usher what they perceive to be his destruction. And yet, he still has his hope in God, and he still praises God yet all the more. Then you get down, and it really is good to read all the verses that are in between. But just for our purposes, I want you to see the last two verses that we see in Psalm 31. After all that's been said, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, and my soul which you have redeemed. So here's the psalm writer saying, nothing's changed. I mean, the circumstances are still the same. What has changed is the heart and the confidence and the faith that is inside the psalm writer, the writer himself. Because what he's saying here is, I am praising you. I'm praising you all the more. And once he began to praise God, it changes something inside of us when we praise God. It stirs the faith for us to be able to believe for the promises. What are you looking at today, or what looks hopeless, or what has already begun the process that in the natural realm would certainly indicate a hopelessness? Defeat, right around the corner, already begun to be implemented. What is it? Is it a health thing? Is it a job thing? Is it a marital thing? Is it a financial thing? Is it a house thing? Is it a family thing? Is it a children thing? Is it something at work? What is it that begins to already look like downfall and destruction has begun? Follow the example of the writer of Psalm 71, who said, once I saw that, I'm not denying that those things are true, but my hope is not in the things that I see around me. My hope is in you and the covenant that I have with you. And because of that, I've praised you anyway, but because of that, I'm going to praise you yet more. And once he began that process of praising his God, once we begin the process of praising the victorious name of Jesus Christ, even though we don't see anything different, the act of praising him at that darkest moment, when in the natural there is no hope, when you start praising him, it says, my hope is in you and in your promises. It's in the covenant that I have with you. It's in the things that you said and that you did for me already. My hope is in you. It's not in what I see and what I sense and what I perceive in this natural world. And because my hope is in you, I can praise you even now. And I will praise you yet all the more. Whatever you're faced with, no matter how hopeless it looks, today's the day to begin praising him. Because when you praise him in the darkness of the storm, it does something inside of you. Praising God doesn't making God do something. It's not making Jesus do something that otherwise he would not be inclined to do. On the contrary, Jesus loved you so much, he gave everything that he had. He gave his life. He became flesh. Okay, that's a huge sacrifice there. He's God. He became flesh. He lived here. He dwelt with us, and he gave his life willingly and then rose again so he could defeat sin and death and give you the victory that he himself obtained at the expense of his own blood. He's given you everything. We don't have to make God do something. Praising him doesn't make Jesus do something. He's already done it. What praising him does is, it says, my confidence, my hope is in you. My eyes are no longer on the situation. My eyes are now on you. What it does is, it says, I'm putting my faith in you. I believe you. And then what happens is, it changes us. The praise inside of us, anytime you've been praising God, something transforms inside of you. It helps quench and eliminate the flesh. It gets the flesh out of the way so that you in your very soul, the spirit that is in you, Jesus Christ that dwells in you, you give it the freedom to influence and impact your soul, your personality, your thoughts, your mind, your will. It impacts those things and it stirs the faith inside of you, and you become, as you are strengthened in your faith, you have all the faith you need. It just stirs it. It just activates it. And as you are stirring that faith inside of you, it changes you, and you're able to receive what he's already done for you. It's not making Jesus do something. He's already done it. He's done it because he wants you to have all the promises and all the victories that he's established for you. He wants you to have those things. He's established them. He's done his part. Our part is then to receive those things that he's done. And one of the great steps in that is by praising him in the midst of that storm, praising him, thanking him. Because we see in Psalm 71, as soon as he began to praise his God and transfer, put his hope in God and transfer his thoughts and his vision from the present problem that was a reality in the natural world, but it's saying, I'm giving preference. I'm giving the top place. I'm giving the priority to the spiritual truths, not the natural ones. As we give place to those spiritual truths, they will displace the natural reality with the spiritual truth, the spiritual things that are already done. This is that power and that importance of praise. So here it is. Verse number 23 I just read. This is the second to the last verse in this psalm. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you. Look at the transformation that's taking place. already from verse 14 where he said, but I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. He's making the determination. He's saying, I am determined. I'm making a choice. My choice is I'm going to praise God. Even in the midst of the trial and the storm, I am going to praise God. This is my choice. It's a choice that you have to make as well. You have to choose to praise Him in spite of what things look like, or how hopeless they may appear, or what things look like in the natural, what you see with your natural eyes, what the natural world has told you, if the doctor has told you something that's negative or contrary, if a judge has told you something that's contrary, if a lawyer has told you something, if your boss has told you something, if there's something that's taking place that has been spoken to you, you have to make the choice. You can either believe what the natural world has told you, and that is reality, and if you accept it, it will become your final natural reality. You can make that your final reality. But what we see here, the spiritual lesson that we see here is there is a greater reality, which is the spiritual reality, and you have to make the choice to make that connection and hold on to that, to transfer your soul, your mind, your personality, your thoughts, to transfer them from this natural reality and transfer them so that they are focused on and seeing the spiritual reality. And we do this by praising Him. So we see in verse number 14, as He made the choice, He said, and will praise you yet the more. This is the determination. I'm making a determination. I'm making a choice, and I've determined that I've already been praising you, but I'm going to praise you yet even more. I'm going to begin the process of praising you. That's step one. Today for you, that's step one. Make the determination to start praising the name of Jesus Christ, even in the midst of the situation that you find yourself in today. And no matter how hopeless it looks, it probably does not appear as hopeless as what we see here in this psalm. That is a hopeless situation, and yet hope remained not in the natural, but in the spiritual. Put your hope in the promises of Jesus Christ. And again, remember, the promises and the covenant that you have is far, vastly, overwhelmingly superior to the covenant and to the promises of anyone who existed in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, like what we're reading here. What you have is even greater. Put your hope. Don't look and hope for the world to just change for certain. Don't just hope that things get better in this natural world. Don't just hope that the situation or the circumstance in your life just happens to get better. Don't just hope for it. Make the determination to change it. Put your hope in the spiritual, and then make the determination. That's step one. I'm determined. Well, I guess step one would be, put your hope in the spiritual. Step two, but here's the paramount thing. Start making the decision that you're going to praise the name of Jesus Christ. Even before you see the results. Right here, didn't see the results. He made the determination. I'm going to praise you anyway. That's a way of saying, I trust your promises more than I trust what I see and I perceive. Not saying those things aren't real, they are, but I'm saying I trust you more. That's the determination. Determine today to start praising the name of Jesus and lifting it up. Make that determination. Because once you make that determination, then you can start doing it. And clearly the psalm writer was doing that, because when you get to verse number 23, listen to the difference. In verse number 14, and I will praise you yet the more. He's making the determination. There's praise going on, but I'm going to make even more. By the time you get to verse 23, listen to the praise. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you. Look, he has really spun himself into that place of praising with all of his heart, praising the name of Jesus. So you can see, once he made the determination, he began to do it, and once he began to praise, things turned around inside of him. God's promises are always relevant and true and unchanging. We're the ones that need to change so that we can position ourselves to receive those things, and part of that process, a key component in that, is praising him. Then in verse number 24, my tongue also will utter your righteousness all day long. Look, I'm praising you now. I'm singing songs of praise to you now. But I'm going to speak your name and rejoice in you all day long. Why? For they are ashamed. For they are humiliated who seek to hurt me. The very ones that he identified as the ones who were conspiring against him and had begun the process of his destruction. that he said, don't let those have victory. Everything that he said, he now believes is going to come to pass. For they, those who are starting that process of bringing down his destruction, those, they are ashamed. Well, how does he know that? We're only moments from when he started this. I mean, we're just verses away. And yet in that time, once he started to praise, he saw in his spiritual eyes, he saw the victory that he had in God. And in seeing that, he knew that those who were trying to bring about his destruction were already, they hadn't experienced, they didn't realize it yet, but they'd already lost. They didn't realize it, but they'd already lost. They were already facing the shame of their actions. They would be humiliated for what they did. Everyone who sought to hurt him. He came to this conclusion. Why? Because, in part, and we'll look at this more tomorrow because there's another element to that, but it all starts with the determination to praise. Whatever you're facing today that looks hopeless and impossible, and whatever words have been spoken over you that are words that are contrary to the promises and contrary to the words of God, today's the day to make the determination. I'm going to start praising. And I'm going to praise Jesus Christ all the more. And once you make that determination and you start praising him and lifting up his name, you're going to see the change that takes place in you so that you can see. Even before you see it in the natural, you will see it in your very soul. You will see the victory that's yours. And once you see that victory that's yours, you're going to see it manifested in the natural as well. That is good, encouraging truth for us today. That's Psalm 71. Read it for yourself and see and be encouraged, be inspired to make that same determination today to begin to praise the name of Jesus and then watch your situations turn around.